Lady Ballers.
Welcome back. We're Soccer Props.
And it's game time.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you have training today yet?
No, we had like a region lift type of thing. So I had it like at 12 or something. And then we kind of just got back. So I'm like kind of sweaty and gross. But it's fine.
We don't play professional soccer and we're all sweaty and gross. So. Yeah, it's fair. So how are you enjoying that playing the NWSL?
It's been good so far. I think last year it was a little bit difficult because I didn't get like a real season. So I think now that I'm actually getting like a full season experience, it's been really good so far. Yeah.
I know last year must have been so just weird, just in general. Yeah. Like nothing was the way like I always think back to kids in college, like they did just didn't have a college experience the way that anyone else can. And the same thing with just like just the tournaments of and games for professionals. It's wild. But we would just love to know, like, what do you think that you are bringing to the team this year, this season? And then also, what do you think you need to improve on?
I would say this season, I've been trying to just like, I think going off last year, I was still like a little scared, you know, I was like super new with the new team and I was like obviously left college early. So I was just like really young. And I think this year, like since I had this experience from last year, this year I felt more comfortable in the fields. I got to like, you know, see what my other players are like and get to like build a relationship with them. And I think this year, you know, I've been more confident.
Recording in progress.
I think I've been more confident in like taking that shot or, you know, taking that person on because last year, you know, I'd beat a couple players and I'd be like scared to shoot. And I like, don't really know why I was like that. But I think this year, you know, my teammates are totally like, go ahead, do what you got to do. Like we fully like have all the faith in you. So I think it's been nice.
You speak a lot for, you know, just the trust and closeness between teammates too. Like knowing that the people on your field trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Helps to give you the freedom to then, you know, take chances and take risks on the field. So I can only imagine. I'm totally normal to feel nervous going into the season early out of college as well. Well, what are some of the biggest changes for you going from college to professional? Or was it really just like a big mental difference?
I would say living on my own was kind of different because even though I was living on my own in college, you know, I live in Pasadena and UCLA is 30 minutes away. So it's like, I'm away from my parents, but they're literally a drive away. So I think last year it was tough because I was just fully across the country and I was like, you know, it's FaceTimes only. And then like the pandemic happened and I'm just like inside all day because we were not sure what was going on. You know, it was like 2 or 3 months that we were just training with only the people in our apartment. So that was pretty challenging. In terms of like soccer, I would just say like the speed of play. I think in college I would get away with like, oh, I'm just gonna turn and like dribble and, you know, I don't know what the pressure is coming on. Like I don't really, you know, I'm not paying attention. I think now it's like I'm checking my shoulder twice as much, you know. I think it's just a lot faster, so you have to make your decisions really quick, and probably just more physical for sure.
Do you work on like the mental side of the game as well? Like, do you feel super confident on the field, or are you the type of person that like needs to work on that every day? Because I feel like we've been talking to a lot of professionals recently about like just working on the mental health and the mental like confidence part that often players don't really consider until they go pro or play at the next level.
Yeah, I think I never really struggled with confidence, I would say, or anything of that matter until I became a pro. I think not that it came like super easy to me, but I think that I just was like, oh, like I know I'm pretty good, you know, I'm just gonna like go out every day and like it's fun. And I think as soon as it turns into your job, I think there's just like another layer of like stress that builds on, and it's like every day I have to perform, every game I have to perform. And I think that for me was what got like a little bit more stressful, you know, because you're getting paid to do it in college. It's like, oh, you know, it's like, I'm on the team for 4 years. I know I'm on the team for 4 years, you know? But I think that would probably be my biggest thing. But I think my teammates do like a good job of like encouraging each other. So I think that helps a lot.
What was the decision-making process for you deciding to leave school early? Was that challenging, or did you know, like, I'm ready, I want to go?
Well, I knew the pandemic was going to happen, so I just, no, I'm just kidding. I think before I went to college, I had in my head, you know, that I wanted to maybe leave early and, you know, see how that went. But I don't really know, like, it was kind of like something that was always in my head, and then as soon as that season ended, I was like, I feel like this is something I want to do, you know, it feels right. My parents were totally on board, so supportive. And I did it. So it was not like some long thing that I was like really thinking about. It was honestly like as soon as the season ended, I was like, you know, talking to my parents, and I was like, all right, I guess we're going to do it. So yeah.
It sounds like you went with your gut, like you knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. So we know you made history by becoming the first player playing two World Cups in the same year. That's amazing. Like, can you explain that, please? Because I was like, how is that even possible?
I was not processing.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I mean, I had to like be homeschooled during like the 3 years in high school because I was with the U17s and the U20s at the same time. And because the World Cups were literally like a month apart, I knew that like I had to like get in with the 17s, and then on the top of that, like get in with the 20s, because I was like, you know, I need to film relationships with both. Like, I can't just stay with one team and then just go into another World Cup, you know? It's like, that's just not how it works. So for a year and a half or however long it was, I was literally going in with the 17s, with the 20s, like twice a month. It was pretty crazy. But I mean, obviously you still don't know if you're gonna make the team, you know? So I was still like, in theory, like trying out for both teams. So I think, yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, I was not getting schoolwork done. I was slacking. It was crazy.
Respectfully so. I would not have damn thing done. There'd be no books being open. Yeah.
Like, I want to know, how was being homeschooled? Like, that you need a lot of self-control and, like, to set boundaries.
Which I don't have at all. So I would literally, like, not touch anything for months until, like, the term was, like, about to be over. And then the last 2 weeks, I was, like, crying. And I was like, Mom, like, I need help. And she's like, I've been telling you, this is going to happen. And I did that for 3 years, every single, like, I didn't learn. So it was just like, I was in camp and like, it was like, oh, I'm going to hang out with my friends. Like, I'm not going to do schoolwork. And I would bring it. I would pretend that I was going to do it, and I just never would. And I was tired and lots of excuses, you know.
How did you feel when you went to college? Did you still have like a procrastinating like feeling towards school, or did it change when you went?
I think it changed a little bit because I was like, okay, I have to do this. Like, in order to play, you know, but I've just never been like a school person. Like, everyone knows that. Like, I've always been like, I love soccer. I want to play soccer. That's like all I want to do. But definitely in college, I was like, all right, I gotta make more of an effort because there's only one way I could play, and it's if I have good grades. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a procrastinator as well, and I didn't love school, but it did help with college. Like, you had to time manage to some point because you had to be well enough to play.
Yeah. And it did help though, because, you know, you're in classes with your teammates and stuff, so they pretty much were holding me accountable. So that was nice.
Do you feel now that you're playing professionally, do you have more time throughout your day or less, or it's just different? Like, what's a weekly routine for you look like?
It's weird. It's like I feel like I have a lot of time, but by the time I like wind down, like get back, like, you know, it's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I really don't have that much time. But part of me still feels like I'm just wasting the day away. So it's like weird. But our days have been pretty long because we have to drive every single day to Audi because our facilities aren't done yet. So we're driving like an hour to Audi. Wow. But then, you know, you get ready, whatever, and then you're driving 15 to 20 minutes to the actual field. And then you train, and then you drive 20, 30 minutes back. And then, you know, we have like meetings, we have a lift, and then like lunch, and then another hour back. So that's like 6 hours of the day.
Yeah. You guys have some carpools?
Yeah. So we've actually been doing that, which helps a lot, because I was like, if I had to drive every day, I would not be good. But also on top of that, it's like DC United has priority. So if they were like, you know, actually we feel like training an hour later, you know, then like we have our whole schedule switches on the fly all the time, which
That would drive me insane.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. It's really annoying, but
how long
it is what it is.
Facilities are fixed?
They should be done in like a month. So that'll be really nice. And they're like 20 to 30 minutes away from where a majority of us live. So it's just gonna be so much more convenient. We have our own field. We won't have to listen to them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm just really ready for that.
That's awesome.
That team's always had the priority on the fields.
Yeah.
So
annoying. So
I remember that. Yeah, it always happened to us. It was so frustrating.
Cross needed the grass field. We were to the side.
Yeah.
So messed up. They gotta
it
stop that.
It was kind of funny because for us, because UCLA was like so much better than the men, we always
admit,
like our coach was like, no, you guys are later, like we get the good time, you guys train in the middle of the day, we have like 11 o'clock, like it's just so funny.
It's nice how sometimes it goes the other way. That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the better team. That's fair.
Yeah
I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have any other hobbies that are not soccer related or any passions?
I really like to bake, but the problem with baking is I have so much food to like that I just start eating it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I need to just like not do that. But at the same time, I'm like, by the time I come to those hours that I have, I'm like, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I just want to like watch Love Island. Like,
yep.
Yeah. You know, like,
There's
so many things I'd rather do than like stand and bake, you know? So.
Well, this tip that I've done is if I bake, you just freeze, like take one serving out and freeze it. And then you just have it there. Like if it's brownies or whatever. And then you
can that's such a good idea.
Eat a brownie and watch Love Island every day.
Yeah.
Without the cooking.
Yeah. That's a good idea. How do you think about that? Usually I'll just like bring it to a training or like, you know.
Teammates would bake. That's the best.
Yeah.
Everyone must love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Aubrey, she like is a legit baker. Like her and her sister are going to like own a bakery, like everything. So every time it's someone's birthday, she bakes like their favorite cupcake or like cookie or whatever. So.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. She's got to team up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What do you have any like challenges or obstacles that you faced as an athlete that you feel has made you become a better player, like looking back on it?
Huh, that's a good question. Never thought about that. Honestly, I think growing up, because I was like kind of one of the like upcoming like stars of US soccer, I think at the beginning, like, I didn't look at myself that way. But then, like, once everything kind of came to, like, a halt, like, you know, it's not always like this. And I think, like, you know, it kind of went down. And, like, I was, like, I went in with a national team when I was, like, 16. And then I, like, never came back, you know. Like, since then, like, I think last year, 2 years ago, I went once. And then last year, I went again. But, like, it's kind of just, like, this up and down. And I think, like, for me, like, that's actually helped me a lot to not put, like, first of all, like, so much pressure on myself, because at the beginning I was like, oh my gosh, I suck, like, you know, like, I'm not getting called back into camp. And I think now, like, I realize, like, first of all, like, it's not up to me, you know, like, obviously my performance counts, but at the end of the day, like, I can't make those decisions, like, they're up to someone else, and it's not in my control. And I think that has helped me a lot coming into like my professional and like last year and this year. And I think specifically this season, like that was like the one thing that I like told myself was like, no pressure, what happens happens, you know?
I feel like players like you and Christy Mewes, it's like amazing to see that, because you're right, it's not a straight line for everyone, for most people. So to see you guys, I'm sure so many younger athletes are like, I just have to stay focused on what I can control. I can't control other people's decisions or coaches. It's just like, I have to play my game and do my best, and it will pay off.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. All right, what advice do you have for high school athletes?
I would probably just say, you know, work hard, but don't make soccer like the only thing in your life. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, make sure you're still hanging out with your friends, you know, doing things that outside of soccer that you love, because I think sometimes you just put all your eggs in one basket, and then when that's not working out, it's like the end of the world. So I would for sure say that,
yeah, having a balanced, like, healthy life, so that you don't feel like everything has to be soccer all the time. So important.
It must like be such a refresh. It's just like nice to take your mind off the game too. And even like, even in college, we were so happy. We actually got stuck with like the softball players for our rooming situation. And we were pumped that we didn't have just our soccer team with us. Yeah. Like we were like meeting other people, and it was nice to socialize and stuff like that. But that's a great piece of advice that I think that's the, like the first piece of, the first time we've heard that from a pro, like make sure you socialize and see your friends and family. It's so important.
Because I definitely made that mistake, especially being homeschooled. I was like, if I'm not at camp and I'm at home, it was just like, oh, well, I'm just chilling, you know, I'll go to practice, train, you know, and then like, just like neglected like the friend aspect, because I was so caught up in like, oh, I got to make this World Cup, I got to make this camp, I got to do this. And, you know, so I think for me, like, once I realized that and I was like, I need to hang out with my friends, I'm still in high school, you know, that helped me a lot.
Like, even if you are exhausted, even if you stop by for like an hour, you know, like that's better than nothing to stay connected.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
You seem like throughout your career so far, you've done a good job at learning to take the pressure off of yourself a little bit. Cause I think too, when you have such high expectations set on yourself at a very young age like that, you kind of are always trying to meet the highest of high expectations. So I'm just curious, like, did you have a point in time where you were like, I need to take some of this pressure off myself and allow myself to have the ups and downs and embrace the downs just as much as I embrace the ups? Like, how did you just learn to take a little bit of that pressure off of yourself?
Honestly, I think it was after my freshman season at UCLA. I had like a pretty good season, but like not the greatest. But like also I was like, you're a freshman, like who cares? But I think that was like the first time I'd like faced like adversity that I was like, yeah, I could have done a lot better than I did. And I think going into the next season, I was like, why don't I just have fun? You know, like why am I setting these expectations for myself and worrying about, you know, how other people are looking at my performances. And then my sophomore year, I had like breakout season and I was breaking all these records and it was like, wow, clearly that is working for me. So I think I need to keep doing that.
It's amazing how much the reminder of like, literally almost every single person we talk to is just like, you need to like let yourself have fun playing this game. Like,
yeah.
We all play so much better when we're having a blast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's the easiest advice. It's the hardest to, you know, happen, but that's fantastic. It's a great testament to the fact that when you're just having fun, you're more relaxed and you can play much more freely than pressure filled. Should we dive to some rapid fire questions?
Sounds good.
Oh gosh.
They're not too rapid fire.
Yeah, don't worry. You can think about it. All right, what's your favorite pump up song or artist?
Currently I've been listening to, well, honestly, my like favorite of all time is like Ballin' by Roddy Ricch, and I think it's like DJ Mustard or just Mustard maybe. That's that was like my song that went on at UCLA every time I scored.
Oh really?
That's like, yeah.
Nice.
That reminds me of like in baseball when they play the music when you walk, like when they walk up to the bat.
Exactly like that.
That's such a cool like thing to play the music when you score. Like I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then like the other teams like sitting there, you're like, yeah.
It's a flex.
That's my favorite song.
Love that. What's your favorite moment as a professional athlete?
Probably I got this like kind of crazy assist against Portland in Challenge Cup last year. And it was like the weirdest, like you guys probably should look it up because it was like the weirdest thing that's ever happened, but it was kind of cool. So I was like, that would probably be my first assist. And it was just like really weird. So I would probably say that.
I gotta look it up now.
Yeah.
It's cool when you know that it will probably never happen again.
Oh,
like.
And then the funny thing is like people started, okay, so it was like on a corner kick. And they kicked it and it was going out of bounds. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I was front post. So I was like, I need to just touch it some way to get it back in the box. And I did like a full, like weird, like scorpion kick thing and like went in and they scored. And then I remember like the next game, someone like stands in front of me. I'm like, we didn't mean to do that. It's not going to happen again.
It was by accident.
Why are you marking me?
That's awesome.
What is your go-to ice cream flavor?
Recently we've been going to this like popsicle place and I just get like this strawberry. It's like kind of like gelato, I guess. So it's like a strawberry, but if we're talking like regular ice cream, it would have to be something that has like maybe cookies and cream.
Nice.
It's always a good one.
Yeah.
Reliable.
Also a big popsicle fan. Like I would have that over ice cream any day.
It's literally, it's called Fantastics and you get like, there's a bunch of flavors you pick one and you dip it in like whatever chocolate you want and then they have like a million toppings.
Whoa.
It's gourmet popsicles, but they're amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
We're going next time we're in town. Do you have any superstitions? Like soccer related?
I don't think so. I mean, if I'm like playing terrible, I'll have to change my jersey at halftime and like take that off. I didn't put a new one on.
Yeah,
besides that,
fresh start. I like that. That's a cool one. We've never heard that.
Do you have a favorite cheat meal?
Oh gosh. I don't even think this is cheating anymore because I just eat it all the time, but sushi.
Ooh, which roll? What would you get?
It's so good. Anything with like spicy tuna or salmon. Anything. I don't even care what it is. I will eat it.
I can have that every day. If I get leftovers, I'll eat them the next morning.
She does. She does.
Today, I swear to God, I did that today. It is so good. Refrigerated sushi, I'm here for it.
Yep.
You guys, what are leftovers?
Yeah. Right.
Be better. Be better.
Once in a while, I have them rare. All right. Who is your favorite player to train with?
I would probably say my roommate Avery, but mainly because during the pandemic, I trained with her for literally 3 months, just us two, so I would probably say her.
You had no choice, so this was a
I didn't have a choice, but I enjoyed it, you know. I didn't get annoyed of her, so that was good.
This might be the same, but teammate that makes you laugh the most.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to say two people because I don't want anyone getting mad at me. Trinity and Tara for sure.
We haven't spoken to Tara, but Trinity's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see that.
Do you have a favorite team to watch?
It was Barcelona, but unfortunately Messi is now at PSG, so I might have to bandwagon PSG. I don't know.
I'm sure there will be.
You know how many bandwagon fans they're going to have?
Exactly.
They already had. They gained like 20 million Instagram followers just from him coming. So I'm like,
holy,
I know I'm not alone. I literally
crap.
Unfollowed Barcelona and I was like,
that's wild.
Oh my God.
20 million. Jeez.
Sorry. Is it my question?
No, go ahead.
Did you have a biggest role model growing up?
Ooh. I probably looked up to my brother. The most, and maybe my grandpa, just because he's just like the best person ever, but my brother growing up, like he was the one that would like train me, do all the stuff with me, he's just awesome. So I think he's probably the person that I look up to, probably still today. In terms of athletes, I've always looked up to Messi. So that will forever be my person I look up to.
Oh, I love those answers. That's so nice. You had a brother that trained with you instead of just beat the shit out of
you. Oh, he did do that too. Well. But he got nicer as I got older. So,
what about career if you didn't play soccer?
Oh, I would love to be a real estate agent.
Ooh, or like Selling Sunset.
Oh yeah, all the big ones. I would get just all the big houses, really rich people. I'd slide it right in there. But I would say some sort of like fashion, maybe. I think that would be fun, designing. I don't know, but something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And what's one question you wish you were asked during an interview? So something that you haven't been asked, but you want to be.
This one always
I have no idea. I just wish that people that are doing like interviews wouldn't ask. This isn't answering, but this is something I think about all the time.
This is something we didn't ask.
Yeah. No, it's like just after a game, they're like, well, what was going through your head when you like beat the girl and you like took a shot or like did, and I'm like, nothing. Like it's blanket here.
I
like,
black out.
You think I remember what I was thinking. Like,
I need to get past this girl and take this shot.
Like, what? It's like, first of all, I don't even know if it's going to work out. So just funny.
That's so true. I never thought, what a dumb question. We won't answer that ever.
How do you define success?
I would say probably being happy, number one, and just like doing what you love. I think those are probably like my biggest things.
Like best. You can end every day feeling that way.
Yeah.
You're winning for sure.
Yeah. All right, last one. What's your biggest soccer girl problem?
Oh my gosh. Probably like when you get out of the shower trying to put your sports bra back on,
it's the worst.
It's not coming back on. Like it is like we're just going everywhere. I think that's probably my biggest one.
That's such a good one.
Rolled up like underneath that way. There's if you have an arm caught in there, I'm like, do I need to get the scissors?
No, forget it. And nowadays the sports bras have so many damn straps.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's not simple anymore. The strap just like ends up around my neck.
It's like on this side. It's right here. Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Well, that's a good one. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
We're excited to watch your career. We know you're going to crush it, and hopefully we can come watch you in person soon.
Yes, please do. We need more fans.
But if we come, you have to do a scorpion assist.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll bring you guys those fantastic
popsicles.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This sounds so fun. Alrighty, listen up. If you didn't know that we have swag, where have you been? Living under a rock? You can get 25% off our t-shirts, long sleeves, sweatpants, keeper gloves, the whole list goes on. If you use code PODCAST25 at checkout on soccergirlprobs.com today. That's soccergirlprobs.com. And use the code PODCAST25, I repeat, PODCAST25 at checkout.